A month ago, you would have thought you were delusional if you heard this on the radio.
Kansas City has walloped the San Francisco 49ers 31-10 and are 3-0. That's right. Hear this. Kansas City is 3-0.
That's Mitch Holtis with the call for 101 The Fox and the Chiefs Radio Network. To understand why he sounds so amazed, you need to know this. Last season, the Chiefs were one of the absolute worst teams in the NFL. Really bad. 4-12 bad. But now they're the NFL's only undefeated team. We asked Sports Illustrated's Joe Posnanski, who lives in Kansas City, to help us make sense of this improbable fact. Joe Posnanski, welcome to the program.
It's great to be here.
So if I had said to you, 6 months ago, that 4 weeks into the season, the Chiefs would be the league's only undefeated team, would you have believed me?
I would absolutely not have believed you in any way, shape, or form. It's shocking. It really is that they're not only that they're undefeated, but that nobody else is. And somehow here are the Chiefs all alone undefeated.
And what's the mood like in Kansas City? Are people starting to believe?
Believe is a pretty strong word. This team has been so bad the last 2, 3, 4 years, and people are excited, and they think this team is a whole lot better than they used to be. Now they go ahead and play one of the best teams in the NFL and defending AFC champs, the Indianapolis Colts, today, and I think people are kind of clenching their teeth a little bit, worried about what's going to happen.
Well, yes, it is no accident that we are saying the undefeated Kansas City Chiefs before we get the final score in the Colts game. Do you think the Chiefs have any chance?
Well, you always have a chance. You always have a puncher's chance. I always say that in football, maybe more than any other sport, there are two things that matter. One is how good you are, but the second thing is how good you think you are. And teams in the NFL have this weird way of fooling themselves into thinking they're a whole lot better than they actually are and run off and win 6, 7, 8 games in a row, just getting on some sort of weird belief system or something. The Chiefs believe they're pretty good, and I think that you give them that chance, but beyond that, no, I don't think they're going to win.
Well, their first three wins, it's not total luck. I mean, they did have a good draft, and they don't have a rookie head coach anymore.
Absolutely, and they do. They have some very, very exciting young players, and probably the most exciting guy is a rookie by the name of Dexter McCluster. Nobody really knows exactly what his role is yet. He's a kick returner. He's a running back. He's a receiver. He does a lot of different things, but he's exciting at pretty much everything he does. And definitely having young players that are exciting, that's a new experience for Kansas City. So people are excited about that.
Are Kansas City fans the kind of people who will sort of stick with the hometown team through thick and through thin? And, I was there in the 3-13 seasons and I'll be there forever. Or are they more fair weather than that?
This is a very, very strong football town. And the last couple of years have definitely weighed on people. And there's been some loss of interest. But even when the Chiefs are not doing well, they're still the biggest thing in town. And they show even the slightest sign, as they have, of improving. And this immediately becomes one of the best and most fervent football towns in America.
Joe Posnanski, senior writer at Sports Illustrated. He was a sports columnist at the Kansas City Star from 1996 to 2009. And he joined us from the studios of KCUR in Kansas City. Joe Posnanski, thanks so much.
Thank you.
You're listening to Weekend Edition from NPR News.